Yesterday, we were talking about that new research on how our attention spans are shrinking. Now we're going to talk to Marianne about how we're all getting dumber. And the culprit is AI. Marianne, I thought AI was here to make us smarter.
Yeah, you would think, and in a lot of ways, it does make us a little smarter. At first, I thought, wow, this is the best thing that's ever happened. AI can write anything with little prompting, plus AI thinks I'm brilliant because it agrees with everything I say. I mean, if you've ever used ChatGPT or any of them, you know that it's a very agreeable system. But if you use it the wrong way to write, for example, you're going to notice that everything starts to sound the same, boring. And if you use it to just ask questions, you're actually hurting your growth because the brain is skipping some important steps.
So how are we supposed to use it?
Well, first, understand what's happening when you're using AI. The obvious thing is that we stop thinking because AI does it for us. But there are some even sneakier ways that AI is messing with us and making us be just passive.
Well, I think we all need to hear this.
Okay, so here's what's happening. First of all, it gives you answers without a struggle. So struggle is where thinking actually happens. So if AI goes from question to answer instantly, you skip, like your brain skips being confused. It skips trial and error. It skips forming your own opinion. And that's not just convenience. It's skipped steps in your brain. So if everything feels really easy, you're probably not learning.
Yeah, I didn't really think about that. I didn't think, period.
Exactly. So also, it makes mediocre feel like it's good enough. So even though what AI gives us is polished, it's also really average. It's dangerous because it sounds smart and it feels like it's complete, but it removes the urge for us to push any further. So instead of thinking, how can I make this better? We stop when we just feel like, oh, it's fine. And, you know, that's how standards drop.
This is reminding me about how creativity often starts with an idle mind, and we don't daydream anymore because if we're in line or we have to wait for something, we just get it on our phones. So our brain is cooked.
It's kind of like that, exactly what you're saying. Yeah, it's like we're not using it. Also, this is, I think, the most important one. It weakens your ability to start. So when you always ask AI, give me ideas or write the first draft or what should I say, you lose your starting muscle. And that starting muscle is the whole game.
You know what? I'm going to stop asking AI to prepare the entire show right at 5 to 6 every morning.
I know you do not do that. I can vouch for that. Okay, the next thing is that it flattens taste. So AI pulls from everything, which means that it often creates the average of everything. So the result is same tone, same phrasing, same ideas are recycled, and then everything just seems beige. So it makes us less interesting. It also creates the illusion of knowledge. So it can sound informed without actually making you understand anything. So this is like a really new thing. Before, you had to read it and think about it and internalize it. Now you can just generate it. So that's not real intelligence.
It's easy, but it's not intelligence.
Exactly. But you know what? AI can also make you so much smarter if you use it right. Like, it can challenge your thinking. It can speed up learning. It can expose blind spots. So the difference is in how you use it. So, like, here are a couple of examples, like the lazy way and the smart way. The lazy way to use it is to say, write this for me. The smart way to use it is to say, critique this, which you already wrote, by the way, and make it sharper. The lazy way is to say, give me the answer to this. The smart way to use it is show me three opposing viewpoints. And then the last one is that the lazy way to use it is to just say, do it. The smart way is challenge my thinking. So AI isn't really making us completely dumber. It's just making it incredibly easy to stop thinking and to accept the average. And most people sadly take that deal.
I don't need AI to sound dumb. What's on Savvy Planet on the newsletter?
Well, I have a recipe for that delicious dressing they put on salads at the Japanese restaurant. Remember that? You know how you take the salad in the styrofoam container, you pour the dressing all over it, and then you shake it, and you love that dressing? Well, it's called carrot ginger dressing, and the kids also always loved it. It's super easy to make, and you're going to want to keep that in the fridge at all times. Plus, Earth Day is coming up next week, and I have a few thoughts on how this is still a pretty good place to live.
It is, and Marianne's free newsletter is a fun five-minute read every week for better living, and also there's some pop culture in there and a recipe, so sign up, SavvyPlanet.com, Savvy-Planet.com. I'm going to consult AI next time we have an argument.
Okay. All right. I really want to know how this goes.
Me too.